Interest groups are always most active in election years. Traditionally, they have focused their efforts on the fall when the major party candidates square off. But this year, some outside groups have invited themselves into the primary process, the better to advance their pet causes in Congress. In the second of his reports on interest groups campaigning in this election year, NPR's Peter Overby looks at one Republican primary in northern New Jersey that's being targeted by rival interests.
Can I have the candidates up here, please? Mr. Jack Smith will be moderating, and he'll go over the format.
The Norman Rockwell version of American politics. At a VFW hall just a few miles south of the New York state line, about two dozen small-town Republicans and the five candidates who want to represent them in Washington. Jack Smith, a local businessman and a member of the Vernon Township Republican Organization, lays out the rules.
What we'd like you to do is not focus on your opponent so much, but focus on yourself, on what you've accomplished, what your platform is, and what you can do for the residents of Vernon and Sussex County in particular.
Primary day is June 4th. But some national groups have voted already by throwing their dollars and their organizational efforts into the contest.
This thing saves so much time.
Adam Rosansky is running contribution envelopes through a letter opening machine. He's with the Club for Growth, a well-financed group of small government anti-tax Republicans. From a little office in Washington, D.C., the club is raising money for one of the candidates in New Jersey, a conservative state legislator named Scott Garrett. This box of envelopes produced $12,000 for Garrett. Thanks mainly to the Club for Growth, 40% of his money has come from outside New Jersey. Garrett remembers coming to the club 2 years ago when he first asked for their endorsement.
You stand there, you give your three-minute little pitch or something like that, a little clock goes off or bell goes off, and then you have all these brilliant people peppering you with questions. Well, what would you do about this, and what is your opinion on this? And that's their way to get a sense of who you are and where you stand on their economic issues. So I aced the meeting, so they came on board.
This year, the club's executive director, David Keating, says there's been a steady procession of candidates looking for early support.
That is definitely a new phenomenon. And that phenomenon is going to become more important because of the new campaign finance legislation.
That's because the new law will probably weaken political party structures. But groups like the Club for Growth can keep on funneling members' checks to selected candidates like Garrett. The 5th Congressional District arcs across the top edge of New Jersey, from wealthy New York commuter suburbs to rustic middle-class towns bordering Pennsylvania. The 5th is solidly Republican, so the real battle is in the primary. In 1998 and 2000, Garrett challenged incumbent Marge Rockema, accusing her of being a liberal. Now Rockema is retiring, but Garrett has to contend with a conservative rival, State Senator Gerald Cardinale. And there's a third candidate, Assemblyman David Russo, who's positioned himself as the centrist successor to Rockema. Two other candidates are trailing far behind. The Club for Growth is helping Garrett claim the conservative mantle, not just with contributions, but also with its own cable TV ad.
Garrett has voted to cut our taxes dozens of times, and Scott Garrett has never voted for higher taxes. Thanks for playing Who's the Real Tax Cutter?
But the club isn't the only outside group playing here. Environmentalists want to make more friends in the GOP. So in New Jersey 5, the Sierra Club and the League of Conservation Voters are backing Russo, the moderate. The Sierra Club's New Jersey director, Jeff Tittle, says the race has national significance.
I think it's going to be a bellwether for the Republican Party in this state and in a way nationally that will the moderates have a place in the party.
The League of Conservation Voters helped Russo win one important skirmish. Its chairman, Theodore Roosevelt IV, sent endorsement letters to Republicans in Bergen County, the biggest and most moderate part of the district. And Russo, without much of an organization himself, is counting on grassroots help from the Sierra Club.
I was endorsed by the Sierra Club, either in January or early February, and endorsed, which I was very pleased, through the November election.
Interest groups used to concentrate almost exclusively on the fall campaigns, but that's changing. The parties have colluded to make more seats safe in the general elections, so outsiders who want to have influence are turning to the primaries. But that may not always work. Jennifer Mazza is a political science professor at Ramapo College of New Jersey in the center of the 5th District. She says the environmentalists' message may be lost on Republican primary voters.
Turnout's going to be very low, and the voters who do turn out are usually the most ideological. I think the interest groups on the other side that are in support of the conservative candidate will have much more sway.
And on Capitol Hill, not everyone welcomes interest groups in party affairs. Tom Davis is chairman of the Republican Party Committee overseeing House races.
They will come in sometimes and nominate a candidate that can't win a general election. That's costing a seat. Or cause turmoil in a primary where there wasn't any before.
Back at the VFW hall, the candidates didn't let on to their audience that any outsiders were hovering in the background. They debated the same points they've belabored throughout the race, whether Garrett or Cardinale was more committed to tax cuts, whether Cardinale's attack ads distorted Garrett's record, whether Russo was the only one who could keep the district from voting for the Democrat, herself a former moderate Republican. After the debate, Cardinale said he doesn't think much of outsiders, such as the Club for Growth.
As a matter of fact, this year, every candidate so far that they have supported has lost. My campaign manager wanted me to go down and meet with all these Washington groups and so forth, and we did a couple of times. But I said, hey, the campaign is here.
Indeed, the votes will be cast here. And Cardinale has the most money of the three Republicans and possibly the best organization. But between the Club for Growth on the one hand and the environmentalists on the other, outsiders have already made a difference in this race. Under the new rules of political money taking effect this fall, other outside groups are likely to see the same opportunities and jump into primary contests earlier than ever. Peter Overby, NPR News, Vernon Township, New Jersey.
The creator of the Nancy Drew mysteries has died. Carolyn Keene was really journalist Millie Benson. Her story when we continue with All Things Considered.